How will companies reach their net zero targets without a plan? 16th of January 2020, by Elementary Content Team. More than a third, 36% of UK businesses currently have a strategy to achieve net zero carbon or plan to make one. On average, these businesses expect to reach net zero carbon by 2029. However, nearly half, 47% of these companies don't have a plan in place to achieve net zero by their target date. As 2020 rings in a new decade, Brits are thinking about their resolutions for the year ahead, with doing more to protect the planet sure to be top of the list for many. New research by Mighty Energy has found that helping the environment isn't just on the mind of consumers, as over a third, 36% of UK businesses say they now have or are currently planning a strategy to reach net zero carbon emissions. According to their energy decision makers, the survey showed that when it comes to cutting carbon, there is ambition among UK companies. On average, businesses working towards net zero carbon expect to reach it by 2029, 21 years ahead of the government's 2050 target for the whole of the UK. In fact, nearly half, 48%, believe they will achieve this milestone by 2025, and a further fifth, 21%, by 2030. Surprisingly, 1 in 10, 10%, expect to be net zero by the end of 2020. However, what's most striking about the results is that for many energy decision makers, there is no how. Nearly half, 47% of businesses working towards net zero, don't have a plan in place that will see them reach their target by their estimated date. For businesses without a net zero carbon strategy, when asked why not, it's clear that many need a helping hand. A fifth, 18%, say they don't have the time or resources to create a net zero plan, while one in six, 15%, don't have the expertise in-house. Surprisingly, around one in five, 21%, simply hadn't thought about it yet. However, it's not all doom and gloom. Many British businesses are already doing their part to help the planet by reducing the amount of carbon they produce. The top five most common activities that are being used by businesses with a carbon reduction strategy are reducing and reusing resources, 56%, reducing energy carbon consumption in offices, 52%, staff education, 44%, procuring green energy, 39%, reducing the amount of travel, 39%. The statistics demonstrate that these businesses are now focusing on reducing carbon production in the first place and moving away from simply offsetting, which was the third least popular option, 19%. The least used initiative is the setting of science-based targets. Only 1 in 10, 10% respondents have incorporated them into their plans to cut carbon. The Mighty Energy team is seeing firsthand this shift by business towards lower carbon energy production over the last 12 months. For example, services such as power purchase agreements, PPAs, which help businesses source affordable renewable power by directly contributing to the production of renewable energy infrastructure, had a boost in popularity in 2019. Survey of 500 workplace energy decision makers undertaken by Opinium in December 2019. A net zero carbon strategy was defined as a strategy which strives to achieve zero carbon emissions, rather than a carbon neutral strategy which uses offsetting to achieve a zero status. Science-based targets are designed as a partnership between CDP, UN Global Compact, WRI, and WWF to help companies determine how much they must cut emissions to prevent the worst impacts of climate change. For more information on how Mighty can assist companies on their net zero carbon journey, visit Business Energy and Carbon Consultants page.